Okay, bad ideas, stupid stories, and shit that pisses me off. Alright, the Kardashians. What's the fucking point? They have a $9 million airplane, a new reality show, commercials like crazy, all kinds of other shit that people line up for. People line up for shit, and shit makes billions, while good shit, good stuff, gold, makes zero. While what life is really all about makes nothing. People line up for shit and worship it. Why do we have to know on the front page news how much a film opened with? Batman opened with $1 billion. So-and-so, $100 million. Dwayne The Rock, piece of shit, nothing, steroid, fake actor, makes highest paid, $70 million. Why do we have to know that? If you were smart, you'd go, I'm not going to that film then. I'm not going to pay too much for too little. Say that shit for the Wall Street Journal. If that's front page news, that means you people are dumb enough to go, wow, it made $100 million in the first 5 minutes it opened, then we have to go see it. Everyone else, anybody with a brain would go, really, it made that much the first 5 minutes while my sister-in-law or daughter or I can't pay my child support, my child care, or schools cost way too much, or the family next to me is getting evicted, or I can't pay my mortgage yet. You line up for that garbage because the front page said you're getting ripped off. If the news is Batman made whatever, $1 billion on its first 5 minutes of opening, it means you got ripped off. That's what it means. So line up to get ripped off because that's what the new mentality is. Wet-ass pussy song for 12-year-olds. I don't know anybody over 12 who listens to Cardi B. 12-year-olds are going, oh yeah, the wet-ass pussy song. And that's the best wording they can come up with. My wet-ass pussy. My wet-ass pussy. Think about the shit we grew up on. The shit that's really beautiful. That makes almost nothing. And has to sneak through diarrhea, shit, phony, fake music. Quote-unquote music, not music. Has to sneak through to go, oh, that's fantastic. But meanwhile, wet-ass pussy. And hip-hop songs that go, she sucked my dick, I ate her ass in the club. But Monday I had to go back to my job at McDonald's. So yeah, think about this shit that people are paying for. Because people don't recognize shit anymore. Because it's over-marketed. If they would over-market good stuff, people would be paying what's worth it to real artists and real performers and real people for real beautiful stuff. But they don't market that. They go, what's the quickest, cheapest diarrhea to make? And then shove it up people's noses. And everybody else goes, smells like roses. Let's line up because we just read that it's worth $1 billion and costs $1 to make. Let's line up to be exploited and ripped off. And that's the tip of the iceberg. 12-year-old girls who are stripping on TikTok to songs that have lyrics like, I jizzed on her chest, titty ass pussy, and they have slang for it. 12-year-old girls and the parents go, that's fine. And everybody's worried about TikTok. TikTok came up with safety measures so kids don't scroll for too long. How about safety measures so there aren't pornographic lyrics for toddlers to strip to? This world is so fucked up. No wonder people don't want to leave their apartments anymore or their houses. And if you have a cause you believe in, good luck. You better get food stamps while you're fighting for a good cause. Because they're only paying garbage. The Kardashian's ass. I want her ass. I want my ass to look like her. God, my ass to look. First of all, she's a fat pig. Yeah, fat. Fat pig. That's right. I'm fat shaming because fat should be shamed. Unhealth, lack of health should be shamed. Cigarettes should be shamed. Obesity should be shamed. Because you'll die because of it. Sorry, we're not glorifying cancer. You can't say lung cancer because you're cancer shaming. Take away the word shame and say cautioning. The world is so stupid that if you're not angry, you're a piece of shit or you're on Prozac. If you're meditating and creating a safe space, it's because you're scared shitless to stand up for something. Okay, that's this 5 minutes of this podcast.